lot of people's heart。
但我想我们基督徒都知道，就那首歌就是从这一段经文中来的。
And that the song, the source of the song come from this passage。
这是耶稣讲的一个最美的故事之一。
This is one of the most beautiful story that Jesus has shared with people。
我们这样好不好？我们兄弟们读单数节，姐妹们读双数节，从25节到第30节。
Do this, brother will read the odd verses, and the sister will read the even verses in Chinese first.
好
，whatever language you pick, you prefer.
Whatever， 都可以。
Whatever language you prefer.
我还是读中文吧，我读英文，没有人能听懂。
Okay.
所以我告诉你们，开始。所以我告诉你们。不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
啊，sister。
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿的还不如这花一朵呢。所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。和他的意，这些东西都要加给你们了。非，我想有过生活经验的人大概知道这话，不止非常美，也非常这个通达世故。就是非常具有智慧。
This passage is read is full of wisdom。
其实这里一再重复的有一个主题重复的三句。
There is a common theme in this passage we just read. It repeats about three times.
这个命令简单就是个字，不要忧虑。
The theme is do not worry.
一个台上说，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
Do not worry about your life. Do not worry about what you want to eat and drink.
另一点就是说，另一点就是说，你不要为明天忧虑。
And one other thing is do not worry about tomorrow.
我们只要，我应该是 N 还是 N 这号？
啊，上面那个，
这个
，bottom one， the next line。
我很喜欢有两句犹太格言。
Yeah, one of my two favorite proverbial sayings in Jews.
在塔木德中介绍过。也在一本书中介绍过，可以犹太的经典。
Yeah, one of the book in
犹太的经典，就是说，凡是犹太人说，就凡是篮子里还有一块面包，却担心我明天吃什么的人，就是一个小信的人。
Whoever that they have one piece of bread in their basket, but still worry about what they're going to eat for tomorrow, those are the person who have just a little faith.
所以去。我会经常想到这句格言，古老的格言。
So that you know, keep on meditating on this famous proverbial saying in Jews.
你就发现其实我们的信心其实很小。
A lot of time you find out we all often have just little faith.
我们不只是拦得住一块面包，可能有好多面包。
A lot of time we trying to preserve just more than one piece of bread.
这个牛奶可能要过期。
And maybe one of the beef will probably be expired very soon.
其实家里房有好几间，有几个房间从来就几乎很少人住。
But you know, there's a lot of room in my house. But, you know, none of them really being occupied.
车库里可能停的不只是一辆车。
And I have probably a lot of car, more than one car in my garage.
其实我们自己还常常忧虑。
And then, even though with a lot of provision in our life, we still have a lot of worries.
另一点，他就从一个非常智慧角度提出一个问题，就是不要为明天的事情忧虑。
Another common saying in Jewish is, "Do not worry about tomorrow."
因为你不知道今天将会有什么结果。
Because you don't even know what's going to happen today.
也许你明天已经不再存在。
And maybe you're not going to exist anymore tomorrow.
所以，难道你将为一个不属于你的世界而忧虑吗
？Why do you need to worry about the world that doesn't even belong to you?
所以每一天都有足够的难处。
So there's always enough things for you to worry about in one day.
所以耶稣讲说，一天难处一天当就够了。
So Jesus says every day has enough trouble for us.
说你每一天都已经有。难处了。
So every day is its own troubles already.
不要去担心明天。
You don't need to worry about tomorrow.
那么什么是忧虑
？So what is worry?
这个首先讲就是说，这绝对不是要你不要去谨慎，不要去计划，不要去思考。
This you know, worry doesn't mean you don't need to be prudent and plan things ahead of time.
而是禁止你对今天过分的关注和对明天充满的恐惧。
It's actually want to prevent you from being over concerned about today and being full of fear about tomorrow.
专家们讲，你新约中被翻译成忧虑的词呢？意思是担忧的、心烦意乱的。
In the original language that was in Greek about this worry, it is really talk about being worried, being anxious, and being fretful, and being a little bit of perplexed in your mind.
他用这个概念呢去描述人的心灵的几种状况。
He uses this word to describe a certain condition in one person's mind.
烦躁担忧明天
anxiety worry about tomorrow
过分的关注
overly concerned about something
心情沉重
and heavily heavy hearted
没有平安
no peace in your heart
心烦意乱
trouble in your mind and perplexed in your heart
甚至包括忧伤和绝望
Maybe a little bit of sad and despair.
所以这一切都包括在这里讲到的所谓忧虑。
All of those are kind of like the scope of this worry that was mentioned in this scripture.
我们现在的中文圣经都已经分成一个一个小段。
Now the Chinese version of the Bible is being separated one verse after the other.
我们一开始今天讲是从第25节讲起。
What we just read today started off from verse 25.
用到所以，用所以开头。
Started off with therefore.
其实你前面应加有因为才有所以。
So you would understand there's probably something before that says because.
所以说应该其实这个整个的经文应该是从24节开始。24节是讲不要忧虑的大前提。
Actually, started off from verse 25. It has the premise before the worry.
这个前提就是你生命中真正的主人到底是谁
？It talks about who is your master in your life.
是金钱还是上帝
？Is it the God or the money?
耶稣讲得很清楚，就是你一个人不可能有两个主人，你的生命只可能有一个主人。
Jesus mentioned about that you.Cannot have two masters. You can only one master.
那么这个主人，这个真正的主人到底是谁
？So who is the true master?
耶稣用个非常关键的词是马门。
Jesus uses key words mammon in the scripture.
或者说金钱财富.
So that is relating to fortune, money, a wealth to have.
你知道金钱是这个世界上最类似于上帝的一种东西。
As you probably can understand, wealth or fortune is probably something more related to God in this secular world.
所以有句通俗词叫金钱万能。
So a lot of times relating to that, wealth or money is, can do everything.
这个大陆前几年有句俏皮话。
There was one common saying a few years back in China.
说金钱不是万能的，但没有金钱是万万不能的。
There was something is money is very powerful. It can do everything, but without money, you can't do nothing.
其实还是讲的，其实金钱什么都可以做。
It still means that with money, you can pretty much do everything.
你去读莎士比亚的戏剧中，就看对这种金钱这种能力有极其精彩的描写。我今天不讲。
About Shakespeare, about this, mentioned about money can do a lot of things.
在这个世界上，金钱是从上帝抗争的另一个王。
So in this world, this is the world is the one that kind of being a something a power that is counteracting with God.
是一种力量的象征。
This money is a symbol of strength or power.
所以耶稣在这里非常清楚地拿出马门问说那个主到底是谁。
So Jesus used one the scripture to ask who is my mammon.
你知道吧，在我们信仰中，我们往往容易把说同上帝竞争的力量是情欲，是性。
A lot of times we'll say there's another power that is counteracting with God. Those are the your power or your sexual desire.
我们往往把这一点性欲作为一个攻击的主要对象。
A lot of times we're using that as a target for the attack.
但你要看圣经就很清楚，耶稣一再讲到同上帝抗争的另一种力量，什么？就是金钱。
Well, in this you know that there's another very strong power that fighting with God, that's money.
所以你会看到保罗从来没讲说性欲是万恶之源。
So Paul never says about the money is the root of all evil.
他讲什么？ 他说：“贪财乃万恶之源。”
Paul said, "Greed is the root of all evil."
你要这样去思想，你把这贪财乃万恶之源，或者耶稣讲你不要侍奉马门，你就发现这两者之间有非常深刻的内在联系。
So if you think about what Paul mentioned about greed being the root of evil, and then in this one, do not worship mammon, then you know that there's a great connection.
你可以才看到人心中那个最深的黑暗。
You can know the inner darkness in a man's heart.
由于贪心而引起的，所以把马门当成真正的主，真正的王。
Because of greed that you worship mammon.
所以路德讲过，就是你所全心依赖的其实就是你的上帝。
So Luther once mentioned about what you truly trust in is God.
你实际生活中你全心依赖的那一位就是你的上帝。耶稣的挑战是金钱还是上帝？
And Jesus contemplating this idea, is mammon your God or Jesus is the true God?
在雅各书中讲到一个词，就是基督徒里讲叫不要一心二意。
In James, we commonly know that a person is doesn't need to be double-minded.
就是耶稣讲那个要成为一个清心的人。
So you need to be a person with a pure heart.
因为心怀二意的人，在他所走的、所行的一切路上都没有定见。
Because a person with a double-minded will be unstable in all they do.
奥古斯丁说：“谁想爱上帝，想小心地不得罪他，就要洁净自己的心，要有正直的动机，不可心怀二意。”
Saint Augustine said, once said that whoever wants to love God truly, truthfully, and want not to sin against Him carefully, that person need to have a need to clean his heart and need to have a righteous motive. He doesn't and don't have a mind, don't have a double minded heart.
就是在你的心中，你不能把上帝和金钱放在同一个位置。
That means you, in your heart, you cannot place God and Mammon in the same priority in your heart.
你不能同时侍奉两个主，绝无可能。
You cannot serve two masters at the same time.
那么，我们到底为何而忧虑
？And the question is, why do we worry?
耶稣在这里讲的几个就是说，其实每一个人的忧虑大概都有不同。
And over here, we can understand everybody worry about different things.
但基本的共同的，耶稣把这个概括为什么？就是三个字，就是吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
But things are very common about things that worry is about what you would, what we would eat, what we would drink, and what we wear.
其实特能对中国人的胃口。
So this is kind of like very common to what most Chinese want to stand.
小的时候我记得上厕所的时候，就听了一看着旁边大人一边抽烟一边问：“吃饭了吗？”
And when you go into the common word saying is, "Have you eaten yet?"
你在中国人，你只要在一个小圈子聚着，大概几句话不举出，大概不会出几句话，一定会讨到吃的问题。
When you talk about something or we just wanna, one of the main topic is eating.
说回国了。
So you say, "Well, I'll go back to my hometown."
吃什么了？
What have you eaten?
你要到哪个地方去？我到每个地方讲到，第一个人最关心是，哎呀，请你吃顿饭。
The one thing most common is that I like to invite you to a meal.
我那时候非常愤慨，为什么不把这些饭钱折汇成书钱送给我
？So I also worry about some of those. Maybe I'll be better just using it to buy books.
因为我们中国古人讲就食色性也。
There was one of the old sayings says, eating and sexual desire is like a common nature of human beings.
所讲民以食为天。
People need to live by food. That's an old Chinese saying.
就是老百姓把吃的当成了上天，
Meaning,
当成上帝。
It means like, you know, the civilian is really worshiping food as one of the important things in their life. So the food is almost equivalent to God.
说人生在世，俗语说就是人生在世就是吃喝二字。
So what's that? You know, whatever a man's life, two important things is most important is eating and drinking.
我想我们自己大概都知道这些格言。
So we all know about those kind of like old saying, in this what we all familiar with.
连大陆第一年讲人权，第一个什么生存权、吃饭的问题。
So we talk about human right, you know about this most important human right is the right to live. Nothing but just eating the food, something to do with it.
基本上是把人当成猪来养活。
So in essence, meaning is just like people feeding people like feeding pigs.
所以耶稣在这里把这个直指人性那个最深的需要。
So Jesus mentioned about this inner thing that people would need in their life.
由人性这种所谓基本的需要引起的焦虑。
So it's because of the inner desire in people's heart that draw this worries.
吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
What we want to eat, what we want to drink, and what we want to wear.
可能现代人当然了，工作会有我们自己要忧虑的一个主要事情。
So one of the things is also work, a job. That's one of the things you'll be many concerns.
我这个人大概是很难忧虑的人。
I'm one of the person that probably doesn't worry about very many things.
像父母说这种没心没肝的人。
I'm probably one of the one doesn't have heart, doesn't have a heart to worry.
这一年的有一次真正担心的事情就是我太太公司那次要大规模裁员。
One of the things that I got worried this year is there was a big layoff in my wife's Christ.
我想如果他真的被解雇了，我就需要到教会牧会了。
So once if she got laid off, then I have to find a job somewhere.
我们现代人可能有的时候还去担心的一个是健康。
Well, one other thing we often worry about is our health.
所以你只要看他现在卖这种健康食品、保健药啊，尤其我们中国人保健，你会知道健康是人们担心的一个又一大重要东西。
So you know that there's a lot of medicine, there's a lot of herbs that help to improve your health. Those are very important things that we all that people worry about.
我们的孩子大概也是我们自己容易焦虑的另一个问题。
One other thing we probably one of the worries that in our life is our children.
所以耶稣把这些干就是吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
So Jesus summarizes really our The root of worry is, you know, we worry about our food, we worry about what we want to wear.
有一位姐妹把造成忧虑的原因说有这么几条。
There was one sister summarized several causes of worry.
就是我们大概很难相信神会供应我们每一天的需要。
So a lot of time, it's rooted in is we hardly believe what God can provide in our daily need.
我们有个幻想，希望能自己去控制未来。
So a lot of time we have this fantasy that we can't control the future.
特别在一些人中，有一种属于完美主义，要去在各方面都达到完美。
It especially happen for people they have an idea of perfection. They want everything to be perfect.
过分沉重的罪疚感。
There's also people that have a very heavy responsibility, sense of responsibility.
缺少那个定见，特别希望能别人都认可自己。
Sometimes people doesn't have self-esteem and they want people to recognize them.
其实最后的一点就是说，我们很难在日常生活中始终定睛于耶稣。
So one other thing is in our daily life, it's very difficult. Usually people have worries, they have a difficulty focus their eyes on Jesus.
就是我们自己观念这个层次上，我们清楚地知道耶稣是主。
So in our head knowledge, we know that God Jesus
但真的是我们的每一天的生活中，我们经常说，我认定这是一位主，非常难。
But in your daily life, it's very difficult for you to really come to a real sense Jesus is the Lord of your life.
如果一个简单词就是把那个观念、把那个思想能落实到心坎上，非常难。
So it's very difficult to convert what in your head knowledge, Lord being a message, to really apply that into your real life.
落实到你的意志上，落实到你的情感中，落实到你的情绪上，这一点我们很难很难。
So put those ideal concepts into your practical life, into your will, and into your mindset.
那么耶稣怎么给我们开出药方去医治这一条？
So what is the cure that Jesus provide us to be able to solve this problem of worry?
下面你们就用你们这个后面的吧。
And then you can use
你们这个记录这后面。
on your handout, you can write down something.
我不知道昨天又发生了什么，昨天应该发生了许多事情。昨天发生，我已经把这个 save 进去了，结果突然间放进去没有了。
So I have already things that showing over here, but all of a sudden they all disappear.
耶稣给开出了几个药方。
So there's a couple of cures.
第一个最重要方面就是你生命中的优先秩序到底是什么？
The first cure is what is your priority in your life?
就是你真正的，你在你日常中，你最看重的到底是什么？
It means what do you actually pay attention to? What is the priority in your life?
耶稣提出问题就是：生命不是胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Jesus mentioned that. Is that not true? That life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes.
那么换句话说，耶稣意思就是，你应该在你的生命秩序中，把那个从上帝而来的丰盛的生命放在第一位。
In other words, you should place this abundant life that Jesus promise you that is going to be the first priority.
你会知道这就在生命中就人们总是有时候容易一个错觉。
A lot of time people often have this misunderstanding.
就是你生命中有基本的需要，这是生命中基本的东西。
We all know that we have a very fundamental need in our life.
你需要有食色，你需要吃，需要喝。
So we all know that we have needs such as food and drinks.
但生命还有更高需要，或者那种所谓最高的需要。
But we also know that there's an ultimate need in our life.
平安喜乐，神与你同在。
Peace, rejoice, and God being with us.
你在爱中去与神交往。
In love, you are fellowship with God. Those are important things in your life.
我们往往有种错觉，以为满足了这种最基本的需要，吃的需要，就可以同时也满足那个最高的需要。
A lot of time we have misunderstanding. Being satisfied with a fundamental need like food and drink. In the meantime, we also will get satisfaction from the ultimate need that for our life.
这是一种唯物主义的思想。
There's a lot of time that relating to the some idea that a wrong idea we have.
其实这两者之间并没有一道必然的通路。
But this is really, you know, the satisfaction from the fundamental need and ultimate need. There's no common measure to do that.
不是说你吃好了、喝好了，你生命就美好了。
It doesn't mean that once you have satisfaction in your fundamental need, then your life will be all fulfilled.
所以耶稣讲说，你要把生命放在第一位，把生命放在你生命的优先位置上。
So in over here it says, the life that Jesus promised has to be the priority in your life.
那种从上帝而来的生命。
The life that Jesus, the God promised to us.
那种有神之爱的生命。
The life that filled with God.
那种有神可以给自己给赐给你平安和喜乐的生命。
The life that God will give you peace and joy.
其实我告诉你，古今伟大的人都看到了这一点。
I can tell you that a lot of people, the ancient people with wisdom, they all see this.
我们都知道，孔子最得意的学生是颜渊。
We know that the most loved student from Confucius is.
颜渊其实吃喝应该说都很一般。
So he has a common need for foods and things like need for his life.
我估计在那个时代有时候还会饿肚子。
Maybe back then, once in a while, you'll be hungry.
孔子怎么评价他？孔子怎么评价他
？How does Confucius comment about him？
他说：“其他人不堪其忧，但颜渊不改变其乐。
”So a lot of people worry about things they have to do, but Yan Yuan has not had any doesn't change what he desires in his life.
所以把生命最重要的东西放在最重要的位置上。
So we need to place the most important thing in our life in our living.
神给你的生命
，The life that God has promised to you.
神在给你那种有爱、有平安、有喜乐、有盼望的生命。
The life that God has promised us, the life with love, with joy, with peace.
每一天为这些向神祈求。
And those are the things we need to pray for God.
主，求你给我更多的爱，使我可以更加爱你。
So we pray that we can love God more.
主啊，无论这个世上发生什么苦难，求你赐给我平安。
So we pray to the Lord that no matter what happened to this world, please give me peace.
我知道我经常会哭泣。
I know that often I cry.
这个世界经常刺伤我。
So a lot of time that I've been hurt by this world.
我求你在我即使流着泪的时候，也会有你与我同在的喜悦。
So even cry because all the things I encounter, but I know that I have the joy from you.
在绝境之中也有盼望的生活。
In a situation of despair, I still have hope.
我是想，这是我们自己神所需要我们自己每天求的。
This is the thing that God wants us to pray every day.
当你真的跟神求的时候，你发现神会给你。
So indeed, when you pray for those, God will indeed give you those.
当神把这东西给你之后，你会知道，那就是丰盛的生命，美好的生命。
And when you pray to those, and those are the things that God will give you, you know that those are abundant life that God has promised to you.
那就是真正的生命。
This is the true life.
我这次回国，跟一些年轻人见面，年轻人说：“哇，说范老师，你是个很开心的人。
So I have this trip back in China. We have some sharing with students, and they made a comment that I'm a person full of joy.
我说你说对了一半。
So, and I said you only be correct half of it.
我说我现在变得的确比较傻，容易开心。
So because I'm not as I'm most of the time I'm happy because I don't know anything.
OK，这个，我说其实我过去在没信主之前是个深刻的悲观主义者。
Because a lot of time when before I become a Christian, I'm a optimistic, pessimistic person.
有一点像《红楼梦》中的林黛玉。
I'm also like a character in one of the old novel, being very pessimistic.
总是看到一年360日，风刀霜剪，原先不必翻译。他们小孩不。
It's a difficult day.
Very difficult. 所以总是这样看。
So I always view those days as a days of difficulty before I converted to Christian.
自己不开心。
I'm not happy. I was not happy.
没有未来。
I did not see the future.
把别人整得也不开心。
And a lot of time also influence other people.
其实信主时间越来越长，我跟神求的就更越来越简单。
So after I've been Christian, think that pray is usually a very simple item.
其实我现在跟神求的，大概每一天不断求，其实就三件事情。
So what I've been continuing to pray to God are very three simple things.
把你的爱赐给我。
Provide me your love to me.
使我可以更加爱你，爱周遭的人。
So I can love you and more and love the people around me more.
把你的平安赐给我。
Provide me the peace from you.
是否有与你同在的平安
？So I have the peace, together with you.
把你的喜乐赐给我。
Provide me, the joy.
是我在你的恩典中可以喜乐。
So I can be joyful in your grace.
我大概最近十年跟神将近求了将近10年。
So I've been continuing to pray about those for almost 10 years.
上帝非常慷慨。
So, my All God is very generous.
真的给了。
So he indeed gave me all of those things that I prayed.
熟悉我那个老朋友都说：“哎呀，老范你真变了。
”And all my old friends kind of all of a sudden see me has changed.
我说：“你的意思说我傻了。
”A lot of times you say maybe I'm a little bit of foolish now.
真的比较简单了。
So I've become a very simple person.
因为神应许要给我们的自然，就要给我们丰盛的生命。
God has promised us to give us abundant life.
我们要跟神也希望自己每一天向他求。
So God also wants us to pray to Him every day about those.
耶稣开出第二药方，就是你要从另一个世界的眼光看问题。
The second cue is you look at this world in a different perspective.
或者你要看到这是天父世界。
You need to look at this world. This is a world created by God.
主仍在掌权。
So God still has sovereignty.
万军之耶和华是万王之王，万主之主，他掌控到这个宇宙直到今天。
Almighty God is God over all things. He has control everything from before till forever.
从你的眼睛中，你只能看到小鸟不收、不种也不收。
From your eyes, you probably only see the bird does not sow, does not reap.
看了小花，你在阳光下开放。
You saw those flowers in the field that blossom.
在你肉眼看到那个世界中
，You see this world with your own eyes.
上帝是用他的慈爱喂养到天下万物。
God, nourished this whole world with his love.
在我们肉眼所看到的世界中，你和其他人一样，都是一个平常的人。
You are no different than other people.
但在你心灵眼睛所看到的那个世界中，你是被上帝所创造的，被耶稣所救赎的。
You are the one created by God.
你是上帝所疼爱的儿女。
You are also a person being dearly loved by God.
所以耶稣在这个比喻中讲了一个非常非常重要的观点。
So in this parable, Jesus mentioned something very important to us.
这也是我这一年中非常喜欢的一段信息。
So this is one of the passages I love dearly.
你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Are you not more valuable than the birds flying in the sky?
你们不比野花贵重的多吗？
Are you not more valuable than the flowers in the field?
这句话我是一再默想，真希望就把这话刻在心中。
I continue to meditate on those passages, hoping those words can really engrave in my heart.
在耶稣的心目中，
in Jesus' eyes,
我比飞鸟、比野花、比山川大河贵重多了。
In Jesus' eyes, I'm more valuable than the birds, than the flowers, than all the mountains and hills in this world.
我在他的心目中，在上帝的心目中无比珍贵。
I'm very, very valuable in God's eyes.
大有价值。
And very, very valuable.
这就是生命的基础。
This is the essence of life.
这就可以有一天往前走的路。
And this is the way we can continue to walk forward.
你知道我们基督徒由于有时候信息传讲的偏离，我们总是把人性降低很低很低。
A lot of time we have a misunderstanding. We kind of draw our human nature down to a low level.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
就是从除罪尘土又归于尘土。
We are dust and then eventually go back to dust.
这一面的确如此。
Indeed, those are the facts.
但你要如果只讲这一面就错了。
If you only pay attention to those, then you misunderstand the whole. You didn't get the whole picture.
但更重要的一面。
The most important aspect.
那个生命的基本旋律、主要旋律是。
The most important melody in our life is.
你是上帝所疼爱的儿女。
You are a dearly loved children.Of God.
你在上帝的心中无比珍贵。
You are a very valuable person in God's eyes.
你如果只要想清楚耶稣是为你而死在十字架上，你就会知道你的确无比珍贵。要不然上帝不会把他最珍贵的献出来为你。
If you ever meditate in God, Jesus died for you on the cross, and you understand how valuable you are.
所以基督徒绝对不应该。骄傲。
So, Jesus should, Christians shouldn't be
骄傲。
Shouldn't be full of pride.
因为我们的确是罪人。
Because we indeed we are sinners.
但基督徒绝对不可以自卑。
But,
绝对不可以自卑。
Also being looked down upon yourself.
因为我们是被耶稣亲手创造、亲手救赎的，我们在上帝的心目中无比珍贵。
Because Christians are being saved by God in His eyes, we are very valuable.
不错，我们是尘土。
Indeed, we are all dust.
除之于尘土，又归于尘土。
Created from dust and eventually returned to dust.
但这是一个有梦想的尘土。
But this is the dust that has dreams.
是一个可以飞翔的尘土。
This is dust that can fly and can hover above all grounds.
这个尘土当它飞扬起来的时候，带到的每一个闪光都是来到上帝的金光。
So this dust will fill and continue to fly with the glory from God.
我们的每一线，当我们的生命飞翔起来，每一线光都来自神圣之光。
When this dust flies, it has all this every beams of light coming from God.
这要成为我们生命的主调。
This is actually, this is the main melody in our life.
我们意识到自己的卑贱，不是为了陷在卑贱之中，而是为了崇高。
Now we know that we are lowly in our life, but we see the importance in our life.
那个崇高自神而来。
This is the ultimate high status of life is coming from God.
我最近刚去过中国的云南。
I just visited Yunnan province, China recently.
谁去过云南的丽江？可不可以举手我看一下？
Anybody?
哦，几位，四位。 还去香格里拉的再继续举手。
Anybody?
去梅里雪山就你一个吗？ 你就到香格里拉，有没有去梅里雪山的？ 没有不可能的，你看你的目力绝对哦，有一位吗？ 哦，OK。 你不可能远看到，你可能在香格里拉看不到梅里雪山的。这个据佛教徒说呢，你站在布达宫这个布达宫的最高处可以看到。whatever 反正，我非常感谢神，这是去到了香格里拉，完了又坐了6个小时的车去到了梅里雪山。
So I traveled to Shangri-La and able to see also the
梅里雪山。
梅里雪山。
这个梅里雪山是藏族人心目中的一座神山。So
this is was in in the this group they worship as a mountain of God.
有人把它称为，有美国人把它称为世界上最美丽的雪山。One
people saying this is one of the most beautiful mountain in the world.
我至少。 觉得这是我看过的最美的雪山，最美的山。
So this is one of the mountain that I've seen the most beautiful that covered by snow.
中国古人说，五岳归来不看山，黄山归来不看岳，就是说，看过黄山，你就不用去再看其他的山了。
So one was saying, once you see a 黄山, then you don't have to see any other mountains.
其实我常说，那是因为没有看到梅里雪山。
And I'm saying that you didn't see this this snow mountain that I just referring to.
你知道在清晨的时候，在清晨，完之后，在7点多钟，你就看到第一束光，好像上帝把那个光从第一束光就打到最尖峰。
Well, in the early morning, you see such a magnificent view that the first beam of light that shine on the peak of the mountain.
我以前看过别人的照片，说那怎么可能有红光？我不相信，我以为那可能是假的。
A lot of times we've seen like, you know, a picture from that mountain. I thought it was all fake.
真，就那一线光，上帝打那个最尖峰，那个尖顶上。
So it was like one single beam of light shining on the peak of this mountain.
完了之后，你就看到那个红光，那个雪白，那个白雪的山上，红光就像洪流，像流水一样，哗一下就那么往下流，整座的山慢慢，所有的尖峰都红了。
And then it was this magnificent view of the red light covered from the peak, and then gradually kind of coming down to from the peak to the valley of the mountain.
那一刹那，心中完全被震撼。
And then that moment in time, my heart is being shaken.
你找不到语言可以去形容。
We have really out of the words to describe that kind of scene.
只能喃喃自语：“主啊，主啊。”
Say, praise the Lord, how beautiful that is.
所以耶稣告诉你要想野地的百合花怎样长起来，
if you think about how the lily flower grow in the field,
你要去观看，
if you observe those flowers,
你要去体验，
and you need to,
你要去思想，
need to think about it.
上帝通过每一朵野花，每一座雪山都可以向你说话。
So God, through all those things he created, he speaks to you.
问题是你要敞开自己的心去倾听。
The question is, the challenge is you need to open your heart to be able to listen.
你从一朵野花中那种美丽的野花，你就可以体验到那种人生真正的智慧，上帝要叫你听的声音。
And through those things that God created, that you can understand the wisdom of God.
那个声音是什么？
What are the voice that God
就是野花那个最美的一身衣服是上帝为他打扮的。
This flower that the clothes that the flower wears so beautifully, those are the clothes that God provided.
我常看一下，我们有时候基督徒虽然做了时间很久。
Well, I often meditate that being a Christian for so long.
当我们那么眼睛看了和想的时候，我们其实许多时候和无神论者没有大区别。
So a lot of time we're thinking about we're no different than people that doesn't believe in
God. 哦，这就是一朵野花。
It's just, you know, when you look at flowers.
哦，这就是雪花下面的青松。
You don't look things in a different eye. They just as it is.
你看耶稣怎么讲
？And what does Jesus say?
就是这样的野花，今天开，明天就会死去。
And the flower grows today, it will perish tomorrow.
神还给他这样的装饰。
And God still clothes those flowers.
说那一朵美野花的美丽是上帝亲手打扮的它。
And the beauty of this flower is, is decorated by God.
就像你的小女儿第一次穿那么漂亮出来的时候，那是母亲的打扮，不是她自己腾下天上来这件衣服的。
When you have a girl so beautiful dressed up when they're young, this is a dress that prepared by her mother.
感谢神，我在准备昨天晚上准备讲到的时候，终于注视到了以前多少遍忽视的另外一句话。
So when I was preparing the message, I was able to focus on a passage that I overlooked in the past.
就是一朵野花，花开花灭。
It's when the flower occurs and when it withers.
上帝还给他这样的装饰。
God still prepared those beautiful outward clothing.
完了，耶稣一说话就何况你们呢
？And God mentioned not even you.
我以前一直忽视这句话，何况你们呢
？What about you？
读过去了就读过去了。
And then when you read it, you didn't pay attention to those meanings.
我在昨天晚上又继续思考这个默想的经文的时候，突然间有一种豁然开朗的感觉，因为这个话告诉我们一个信息。
So this has a very important meaning to us.
因为这个话告诉我们信息，就上帝要亲手打扮我们，使我们的生命变得更加美丽。
So God wants to prepare our life and prepare our life beautifully.
说昨天我自己有种真的有种喜悦。
So yesterday when I was preparing this message, I had this joy in my heart.
因为我看过的所有解经书，好像没有人提过这一点。
So I was reading a lot of Bible study books. No one's ever mentioned about this.
因为我读过的解经书也比较少。
Maybe I didn't read enough.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常重要的信息。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important message for us.
上帝要打扮我们。
God's gonna decorate our life.
每一个小花，每一朵青松，每一朵雪花，都是上帝亲手打扮。
Every flower was personally decorated by God.
更何况我们。
Not even so.
他心目中的公主。
So we are the princess.
他心目中的王子。
Prince in his eyes.
所以神渴望去打扮我们。
So God has a great desire.
亲手打扮我们
，personally，
就像母亲打扮她的孩子。
Just like a mother clothes.
上帝希望我们的生命美丽。
God wants our life to be beautiful.
希望我们的灵魂美丽。
Want our spirit to be beautiful.
无比美丽。
And very beautiful.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们正在敞开自己的心，去让神来打扮我们。
So brother and sister, we should open our hearts, let God to enter in our life and decorate our life.
用祷告的心，每天求神去打扮我们。
With a heart of praying to God, asking God to decorate our life.
让我们生命中有他更多的光。
So our heart will fill the light from Him.
让他用爱来打扮我们。
So decorate our life with His love.
用圣洁来打扮我们。
Using His holiness.To decorate our life.
用喜乐来打扮我们
decorate our life with his
用平安来打扮我们
decorate our life with
用一切的美好一切来自他的美好一天一天地打扮我们使我们的生命变得更加美好
So decorate our life with all the goodness from God so our life will be better and better every day
这样我们在实际生活中就可以像耶稣所说的那样
So our life will be just like whatJesus described.
我们像一个小孩子一样来到他面前去信赖主。
So we'll were like young children come to God and trust in Him.
因为他改变了我们的心，打扮了我们的生命。
Because He changed our life and decorated our life.
所以我们知道了生命中最重要的东西是什么。
So we understand what's the most important thing in our life.
那就是先求他的国和他的义。
That is to seek for His kingdom and His righteousness.
让他在我们生命中做王做主，掌权直到千秋万代。
So it becomes, it has authority in our life. So you will have sovereignty in our life forever.
让他的爱成为我的爱。
So His love will become.
让他的平安成为我的平安。
So the peace His promise will become ours.
让他的喜乐成为我的喜乐。
And the joy He promised will become.
在他供给我们、应许我们的天堂中，我们千秋万代地欢呼：“主啊，你真是美好。”
So in the heavenly promise, we will pray, we'll praise to Him that how beautiful His kingdom is.
好，让我们做一个简短的祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
主，你知道我们都是小信的人，经常为许多事情忧虑。
Lord, you all know that we are all people of little faith. A lot of time we worry about little things.
主，求你转变我们心灵的眼睛，让我们定睛于你。
Lord, we ask you to change our eyes so we can focus our eyes upon you.
我们先求你的国，你的义。
We'll seek first your kingdom and your righteousness.
我们一个单纯的心，相信你会照顾我们的一世一生。
With a simple, straight faith, we know that you will take care of all we need in our life.
从生到死。
From the day we will be born to death.
从衣食住行到与你同行。
From everything we live upon in this world, putting food, meal, and so that we can work together with you.
主啊，无论今天有多少的难处，
Lord, regardless whatever trouble we have in our life right now,
我们来前只有一个恳求。
We only have one thing we want to pray to you.
恳求你的恩典与我们同在。
We pray that your grace would be with us.
恳求你的恩典供应我们的一切。
That your grace will be enough for us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.